Hi, I'm with former Packers defensive lineman Jim Flanagan Jr. And Jim, welcome back to Green Bay.
Thank you very much.
You grew up here.
Mm-hmm.
But you only played for one season for the Packers.
That's right, 2001. So,
what made it memorable, special?
Oh, there were a lot of things that made it great. You know, just kind of growing up in the area and the fact that my dad played for the Packers in the late 60s made it special because it was, you know, it's kind of a childhood dream for anybody to play in the NFL, but to be able to play for my hometown team and the same team that my dad played for was really, you know, pretty cool thing, pretty special, especially at that point in my career. I'd spent, 7 years in Chicago and, you know, played against the Packers, I think, 14 times at that point, and I think we only won once. So, you know, we came up here to Lambeau Field and always got our butts kicked, so it was nice to be on the other side of that.
What was it like growing up in Green Bay? Especially having a father who played for the Packers. That probably made you pretty special among your peers.
Well, I think people were definitely aware of that. I mean, I would say one thing that my dad and my parents in general did a great job of as parents were not was not really forcing me to play football or you know, kind of rubbing it in my face that my dad played in the pros. So I was certainly aware of it. You know, I had the Flanagan jersey and all that stuff. But if you came into our house, it's not like you would see trophies and pictures and game balls all over the place. I mean, there was a place for that, but you know, for the most part, I grew up as a regular kid and did a lot of different sports, and really didn't really start playing football until late middle school, and then you know, kind of took it more seriously in high school. And I always viewed football as a way to go to college.
Your dad coached you?
He was an assistant coach in high school, and so he was, I think not coincidentally, you know, my position coach as a linebacker and a running back. And, you know, we had a great group of kids in high school. We won the state championship, which was the first for my high school. So there's a lot of great memories, from that.
What's the one lesson as a player or as a son that he taught you that sticks with you today?
Well, I think regardless of whether it's football or not, it's the lesson is work hard and things will, you know, work out for you in the end. Because, you know, I try to control what I can control or worry about what I can control and don't worry about things that I can't control. And all I can do is go out and work hard and do my best and things will work out. And that's generally been true, whether it's been school or athletics or, you know, anything else in life.
You were a Packers fan as a kid?
I was definitely a Packers fan. I was aware of the rivalry in Chicago, which was, of course, ironic when I was drafted there. You know, kind of the 85 Bears team was kind of right, you know, when I was in my early teens starting to think about football more seriously. So that rivalry was always kind of an important one.
Okay, so tell us, what's life like for you now and what's it like coming back here?
Well, I actually live in Green Bay. So I moved back here 8 years ago, almost 9 years ago. Spent 12 years in Chicago, and after I left the Packers, I went on to play for the 49ers for a year and a half and then kind of finished up in Philly. So my wife and I bounced around the NFL a little bit at the end, got to experience a number of different cities, which was great. Moved back to Chicago and kind of, you know, at that point we'd been there for 12 years, so we knew what that was like, knew what it was all about, and just decided to move back to Green Bay to get closer to family and start raising our own children. So it's been great living here. I still have a business that's based in Chicago, so I get down there quite often. And we've just got three kids here, and they're elementary age, so we're running around doing all the things that other parents are doing with the same age kids.